People are worried about getting sick in this crisis. You should also be worried about getting scammed in this crisis. Ryan Burrow from WGN Radio News and ABC News joins us. This is crazy that people are out there taking advantage of this moment when they could be victims just as much as anybody else could be a victim.
You know, it's interesting because one thing that we're hearing is, you know, we usually see times when people want to donate money and then there are scams involved, or maybe there's a certain age group or a certain, group of people who are more susceptible to being scammed that scammers are going after. But now they're going after everyone. They're finding ways to get at all of us, whether it's fear over the virus, whether it's curiosity over the stimulus money. I mean, they know exactly what it is that we're afraid of. They know exactly what it is that we're looking for. And so they're throwing links out there. They're trying to get you with text messages. They're trying to get you with emails. Hey, click here and you'll get your stimulus money faster. Click here and you'll find out if the people up and down your block have COVID-19. And these continue to come in, these reports of emails and text message scams and phone calls to the Better Business Bureau. And so they're trying to make some sense out of this and just let people know, look, they're out there and they're trying to get you, and be aware of that.
And one of the problems is we're leaving these scammers breadcrumbs to find us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're sitting on our phones all day long. Most of us are holed up in our house or wherever, and we've got nothing better to do but update our social media status. So one of the things, I don't know if you've seen, Ro, if you're very Facebooky, but a lot of people have been putting up these senior photos as a way to show support for the 2020 graduates who will never have their graduation ceremonies. I don't exactly know what that does for the graduates, but still, a lot of people have been posting their senior photos from way back when. And when you do that, not only are you putting an image of yourself up there, but you're also posting likely the school you went to, the year that you graduated, and that's just more information than that these scammers can take and pull and try to build a profile of you. The other thing we're seeing on social media is lists. Oh, list the names of all the pets you've had. List the names of all the cars that you've driven or that you've owned. List the names of all the jobs you've had. Well, a lot of these answers and a lot of these things you're putting down are used as security questions, right? When you try to log in, it's name, like my first pet's name was.
Right. Yeah. Name the list of your mother's maiden name. That's what they should be doing.
Yes.
It's just as simple as that. All right. So to protect yourself, the most important thing is don't put too much out on the internet in terms of information about yourself. That's always known. But the other thing you have to do, I've noticed, is go through your email very, very carefully. Because right now there's a lot of people emailing. And as you mentioned, on Facebook, there's a lot of people communicating that way. There are links to things that you think are legitimate. Today, I got another one from people claiming to be Xfinity. And they're clearly not, because they're telling me I haven't paid my bill. And I have paid my bill because it's on auto pay.
Yeah. And we're seeing people, especially with these stimulus checks, they're getting emails from what they think is FEMA or they think is the IRS telling them, oh, click here. And we just need a little bit more information and that money will be direct deposit. And the one thing that I want to point out is, look, they're very good. Don't be too hard on yourself if you get scammed by these. I mean, it happens. How many times have we clicked on links and then immediately after said, probably shouldn't have done that, right? I mean, it's going to happen. That's what they're hoping for. And unfortunately, when you click on those links, it might give these scammers the opportunity to get access to your computer, might be able to get access to your camera on your computer or your phone, may be able to pull information as a part of this building a profile. If this happens, Better Business Bureau has BBB scam tracker. You can log that in. Just keep an eye on your computer. Keep an eye on your phone. Make sure nothing wonky happens after that. Hopefully it's nothing too serious, but you really got to try to protect that information as best as possible.
And this is important, too. You not only have to look out for yourself in this, you got to look out for your parents or for older folks in your life, because they're the ones who are getting targeted more than anything else, especially on phone scams. And they're the ones who are probably the most likely to give into it because they'll be confused by it.
Absolutely. And so many of us are trying to seek any information we can find. The other part of this too, Ro, is so many people who are unemployed, who are waiting for that first check. The scammers know this and specifically trying to, give them either misinformation or try to have them enter in information. So, it's not just seniors. It's all of us really who they're trying to go after. And that's what makes this time in our life so unique when it comes to scamming.
We should know this. if you are getting money back from the government, and that's one of the problems. We don't know who's getting money back and who's not getting money back from the government necessarily. It's a bit of a mystery. It's either going to appear in your bank account if you use electronic tax-paying methods, right? If you pay electronically, they are going to send you the money as if it were a refund. But if you don't do that, if you send a check in by mail and you get your check back by mail, that's where it could get a little dicey, right?
You shouldn't have to do anything at all. It should just come. Now, there are going to be some people who are like, well, my friend in Indiana got it, but I haven't gotten it yet, or it's taken a little bit longer than I expected. You can go online and find all that information out. But if people are coming to you and texting you and saying, hey, click here and you'll get more information, that probably means it's a scam. So keep that in mind.
Ryan Burrow, WGN Radio News, ABC Radio News as well. Thank you so much for being with us.